Observing Alaska's amazing hibernating animals was how Dr. Kelly Drew eventually got to this drug combination. It started when another scientist had her hold a hibernating Arctic ground squirrel.
You see this animal in this state of consciousness that we can't even appreciate or comprehend, right? So I was really interested in how the brain is functioning when they're hibernating.
Drew was already an expert in how drugs affect human brains. Studying hibernating animal brains made her think of how hibernation might work for humans. She and her colleagues worked on drugs to induce hibernation in animals, hoping to find something that could work for humans. This new drug combination makes that one step closer.
So it's that very mechanism that we have developed to use in humans. It's called therapeutic hypothermia or targeted temperature management.
Cooling is now widely practiced in hospitals. It reduces inflammation. Right now, it is the standard of care after cardiac arrest. And it gives doctors a little more time for emergency surgeries for heart, brain, and spinal cord injuries. But they are challenged by the patient's natural shivering.
What happens is that they shiver and they fight it.
Shivering is a human defense to cold, but it burns up energy and warms the body back up.
This cold defense response increases metabolism and sort of counters the benefit of being cold. So what this drug does is that it targets that same area that the hibernating animals use to get cold, and it turns off the cold defense response.
So this new drug combination lets patients stay cold without shivering while doctors work to save their lives.
We think a temperature is a vital sign, but in fact, it's really also a physiological effector. It affects a lot of processes in the body that if you can manipulate it, you can manipulate those processes, such as inflammation.
The drug combination is now called BCP-019, but to get it tested for safety and effectiveness, approved by the FDA, and into doctors' hands is not that easy.
It's technology that my lab developed here at UAF. So UAF owns the patent, but UAF doesn't have the infrastructure or the mission to commercialize it.
So Drew founded her own biotech company to partner with the university. She's working with Dr. Bernard Laughlin and lots of student researchers. The little company is called Be Cool Pharmaceutics. Last week, the university licensed Be Cool to develop BCP-019 to delivery to the medical field. If the drug gets marketed, the university will get a percentage of the royalties. For now, the company is looking for investors. It's already received an award from the Small Business Administration to start up. And the discoveries about hibernation at UAF have attracted attention from NASA because there might be implications for space travel. But that's another story. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.